Yes, we have a weak economy. Yes, company failings are on the rise. But if your company is not getting paid for the work it has done, a poor collection strategy may be making a bad situation worse. Our next guest believes that a strong interchange between the credit and collection departments of any company can mean the difference between collecting your receivables and a pile of unpaid invoices. Welcome Lawrence Allen, Chief Executive Officer of Allen & Associates, an industry leader in domestic and international collections. May I call you Larry?
Sure may, Roger.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Say, how can good interaction between the sales and credit departments become the basis of a profitable collection strategy?
I'm sure you're aware, and our listeners are also aware, that sales and marketing departments are vital to the growth and well-being of any company.
Uh-huh.
Those departments should be considered their first line of defense. It is their option to know their customers on a one-to-one basis. That's something that's extremely important. If their sales department senses that one of their customers seems to be having financial difficulty, they have to be comfortable enough to notify their credit and collection departments. Hopefully, those departments will be able to have the necessary documentation on file to protect their own company's interests. That would be, for example, personal guarantees, financial statements, things of that nature. If not, they should have the documentation available and knowledgeable individuals to contact the credit and collection department, which is another segment of that particular organization.
Right.
And with that, they should be able to get together and make the right directional force toward collecting their account. The key phrase is together. Sales, credit, and collections have to be working as a team, and they have to serve their customers, Roger.
Let's say you've done all this, okay, and the worst happens. An account goes to collections. What are some of the most important things to look for in a collections agency?
Well, the most important thing to look for, in my opinion, is professional affiliations. The first would be the Commercial Collection Agency Association. You should belong to that organization. The other one might be the International Association of Commercial Collectors. The standard of these organizations demands their members to be up to date with rules, regulations, in accordance with the laws that affect the collection industry in today's marketplace.
Uh-huh.
The next item I would say would be insurance bonding. In order to belong to the two organizations I previously mentioned, a firm would be screened, audited, and bonded. If you choose an agency outside of that envelope or not belonging to those organizations, I think that anyone should make sure they have a copy of the bond that clearly states the amount of coverage that the agency they're dealing with has, as well as the names of the insurance company. And they should confirm the coverage through the insurance firm by requesting direct confirmation. The last item that comes to mind, obviously, is personalized service. If I was personally in a position to interview an agency, I would ask them on what basis do their collection professionals work. I want to work with someone who pays their collectors on a salary, not a commission. I want someone who's going to work each and every claim on an individual basis and not work the easy ones, throw out the harder ones. I want to make sure that I have one person or one liaison at the company who I can deal with, who's familiar with me, my industry, and product line. I want to keep everyone cognizant of the fact that they should keep in mind that their accounts will view their experience with their collection agent as an extension of their total experience with their company.
Right. Larry, I understand that you believe that the right collection firm can actually promote future sales. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. That's pretty much of an easy one. Any reputable agency's main objective is to keep the lines of communication open between the credit grantor and their customer. The idea, hopefully, is to educate the customer in question that if they have any form of problem, that they should contact the agency before the agency or client has to contact them. At the same time, if they do make any form of contact, arrangements have to be made, so the account should be resolved in its entirety. The main objective, once again, Roger, is that any reputable collection agency is there to collect funds for their client. However, the second objective is to keep the lines of communication open so when the account is resolved, additional transactions can take place in an ongoing and profitable basis.
Thanks, Larry. Lawrence Allen is Chief Executive Officer of Allen & Associates. We spoke with him from his Mineola, New York offices.